Orange and the Central West's 105.1 Triple M, brought to you thanks to Harvey Norman in the Orange Grove Homemaker Centre. Let's talk rugby now. Joining us online from the Orange Emus, it's Nigel Staniforth. Good morning to you.
Morning.
Mate, a few sore heads on Sunday morning, I believe. I ran into a few people that attended the Ladies' Day celebrations.
Yeah, it's done in pretty good style. The weather held off, and I think just under 200 people bought some tickets to the event. And yeah, it was a cracking event, and it was a good day of football.
All right, you hosted Cowra at home. Things didn't go to plan for the first grade side.
Nah, not at all. So unfortunately, we couldn't come away with the win. They played really well and really solid football, and they took their opportunities, and we seemed to scratch around ours. We had a few disallowed tries there, which we kind of needed to go our way on a day like today with a few players out. So, but we just got to toughen up and work a bit harder.
Okay, that is round one done. But before we move on, juniors footy, it's going absolutely great guns.
Yeah, it's been really good to see. It's been a big work in progress over the last 10 years, and the numbers are really healthy. And I think they're calling themselves the entertainers. The under-16s did extremely well, had a big win, didn't quite hit triple figures. And the 14s and 12s are pretty much along the same line. Some really big wins and some really good young players down there. So it's good to see. And then into Sunday, it was a nice gala day up at Orange City. So all the young kids are up there, up and about. And the weather wasn't too bad as well. So it was a weekend of rugby.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. So we've got Cowra, Dubbo and Bathurst Bulldogs. They're sitting up top of the table. And it makes for an interesting progression into the second half of the draw.
Yeah, it's something we're probably not used to, so we're going to have to just go around things a bit differently. But the bottom line is you've got to play some good footballs, and we've got two more rounds to prove what we can do, so we just got to toughen it out a bit. And I think if we can have a little bit of run with guys not being away and a few injuries, that would really help us, because we're going to need that. And it's up to us, really, but everyone's fairly fit enough, so we just got to get things clicking a bit quicker.
All right, fantastic. So what is the road ahead looking like?
So we're going to round two now. So we've got Bathurst, then Dubbo, then actually bye after that. So we've kind of got a two-week block. So Bulbs at home, Bathurst away. So first things first, before we get to think about what we can do for the rest of the season, is we've got to put a good performance over in Bathurst this weekend. We've got one or two guys back, which will be great. Actually, three guys, which will just helps the squad, I suppose, because you do need probably more than 15 on the day. So you probably need about 20 players by the time you finish the game. So, so we're going to have a really hard training week. And I think the boys are extremely frustrated with our performance on Saturday. So something we're usually used to, especially the last 20 minutes, we really dropped off. Just a bit of fatigue and just a bit of lack of effort, which is uncharacteristic. So we're just going to have to go over there and put our best foot forward. And that's the best thing about rugby. Things can change pretty quick in a week.
Yep, indeed they can. Nigel Staniforth with us from the Orange Emus. Mate, thank you as always. Good luck this weekend.
No, too easy. Thanks, Neil.